The Prescott Cardinals girls golf team continued their dominance in the Middle Border Conference in Monday's home meet at Clifton Highlands. The Cardinals won the meet, scoring a 188, good enough for a 7-point win over both New Richmond and St. Croix Central, who tied with a 195. The Cardinals also had the varsity and JV medalists and Annika Fredericks. Head coach Chad Soule joined KDWA Sports on Wednesday with an update.
I had kind of two messages going into the event, and number one was, you know, when you're at your home course, you tend to get a little loose on some of your targets just because you're comfortable playing there. So, you know, the first message was, let's really lock in on targets. Let's not get too open on anything. So, you know, the main thing is aim small, miss small. So I really challenged them to, I know they're comfortable with all their aim points off the tee, but I really challenged them to really lock in on a small, you know, tree branch or, you know, a leaf on a tree out in the distance. So that was number one. And then number two, you know, is just let's go in with no expectations on a score. You know, when you've played a course several times, you expect, you know, when you have the big event, you're going to shoot your best score that you've ever shot there or match, you know, maybe your best score that you've ever shot at that course. And like I said, when you play that course so many times, that's kind of a tendency you can have. So the second message was just let's go in with no expectation. Let's play the course that's in front of us today. Let's go with that, because, like, you know, that course can set up so difficult from day to day, you know, depending on where they have those pins on those really tough greens. So, you know, let's go with the course that we have today that's in front of us, and the best that we're going to play today is what we're going to go for.
Even though definitely it's one of the toughest courses in the Middle Border Conference, if not Western Wisconsin, in girls golf, that they had some familiarity with the Clifton Highlands course that they played on Monday.
Yeah, you know, when you're at your home course, you have a little bit of those, you know, nerves, because you want to win at your home course where you've played, you know, the majority of your golf. So New Richmond was battling with us throughout the round. I had stopped Coach Ryder a couple times and kind of asked where a couple of his players were at. You know, I was kind of telling him where a couple of my players were at. So about mid-round, I mean, it was tight. Not that you look at it like you're head-to-head against one team, but you're kind of always checking in saying, how's, you know, Jess doing against her New Richmond girl? How's Liz doing against her New Richmond girl? You know, and it's just kind of a good marker to see kind of where we're at. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're playing our own game. But like I said, it's a good point to just kind of check and see where we're at. But yeah, they were giving us a good run. We did pull away. You know, we won by 7, so the girls played well. We got a huge performance out of our number one, Ava Soule. She was a medalist. She beat her New Richmond girl, I guess, if you want to look at that, by 4. So that was kind of a good starting point to kind of give us a little bit of a cushion. And we ended up, you know, with the rest of our scorers taking another 3 strokes off of them. So yeah, we got the win by 7. And that actually was a win by 7 over both New Richmond and St. Croix Central. So they tied coming in at 2nd. Actually, what we were kind of talking at the end of the round would have been huge for St. Croix Central to pull off a win against New Richmond, because that would have bumped us up another point off of them, giving us even a little bit more of a cushion in the overall conference standings. But overall, you know, we're just happy to get the win, you know, especially at our home course there.
Coach Soule on the Cardinals securing both medalists in JV and varsity golf Monday.
Yeah, you know, starting with Ava, she had 37, great round out there. I mean, you know, the Highlands is the toughest course in the NBC. If you look at data, statistically, it always comes in as the hardest course. So just the green complexes, it's tough. But yeah, Ava had 3 birdies, so that definitely helped. She birdied both the par 5s and then had a birdie on one of the par 4s, number 3. So yeah, she played great golf. Her putter was hot, so, you know, she hit actually her putting target and actually was under by 1 stroke on her putting target, so that was huge. And then, yeah, Annika Fredericks up on the par 3 course, shooting a 40 up there, was a great score. You know, those green complexes up there are actually even tougher, if you can imagine, than the main course. They have some just massive undulation, and depending on where they put the pins, that can be a very tricky par 3. And we had them play the tips up there, which is the back tees, so it made it a little bit tougher for them. Even our girls don't play the tips too often up there, so, you know, it evened out, I guess, the feel of the course overall for our varsity reserve girls up there. But yeah, they ended up coming away with a 29 stroke victory. So we always say our short game is very superior, we feel, to a lot of teams, just because we get those girls playing on that par 3 course so much up there, and short game is just such a massive aspect to golf, and, you know, it just makes a big difference to have superior short game.
Coach Soule on the Cardinals' upcoming battle Thursday at Ellsworth.
Yeah, Thursday, Ellsworth, it's always a tricky course with their push-up greens. Everything that, you know, hits any kind of edge at Ellsworth rolls off the green, and it's kind of demoralizing actually at some points, because the greens are kind of small, and then, you know, if you're just off a little bit, you know, you see your ball on and then it rolls off the edge. And so, you know, again, it comes back to short game, because then you got a lot of chipping and, you know, putting, obviously. So Coach Ryder and I were talking. I think that course favors us a little bit, but, you know, it's one of those courses where on any given day, you know, with the wind blowing, it gets open a little bit in some of those areas. It could be tricky. So, you know, we're having the girls go out there and do a practice round today, so they'll get out there and play nine holes. And, you know, and they played it several times, you know, just with the proximity of it. But, you know, it helps just every round you get out at a course, you know, you learn something new. So that's kind of what we're hoping to gain by today, and hopefully come Thursday that benefits us.
That was head coach Chad Soleil of the Prescott Cardinals girls golf team as they now prepare for Thursday's meet at Ellsworth. The Cardinals will then travel to Pheasant Hills Golf Course on Monday at 4 o'clock p.m.